overrated, underrated, properly rated. Hoffman Show, live here. Sing along, everybody.
Oh.
Color tins. 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun. It's the best part of AM radio.
Join the fun.
I mean, in an industry that's on fire right now.
Mm-hmm.
AM radio. Okay, Susan K., let's go. You have some great news. We can't talk about it. We will eventually. But great stuff.
Okay.
What do you got?
I have an underrated.
Good.
It is called the Shiva. I went to two Shivas last week. I went to a Shiva for Ed Profsky.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I need to hear about that.
Yep. And I went to a Shiva at my friend Michelle's house because her husband's father passed. And for people that don't know, I don't know much, but it's where the family sits. You sit Shiva and people come and there's a little program, little speech, and then everybody talks about what a great person it was.
This is for the Jewish faith.
Yeah.
This is you have the ceremony,
yep.
Synagogue, wherever it might be, and then a family member or friend invites people over, and there's a little bit of formality to it, but it's more having fun and telling stories.
And honoring the food.
Oh, yeah, and everybody brings food, yeah.
It's so good.
Ed Prochofsky is someone, at one point in my life, I knew extraordinarily well.
Mm-hmm.
His work with the Wolves, sweet, kind. His commitment to basketball, men's and women, and to adaptive sports.
Yeah.
Eddie P. is as good as it gets.
Yeah.
It's just that simple. If you met Ed Prochofsky and you didn't like him a lot, you need to leave the planet.
Yeah.
There's something deeply wrong with
100%. There's a nice little write-up in him on the paper a day or so ago.
Great yeah. Human.
And he was so instrumental at Marshall University High School,
which
I went to high school. And, you know, in the 70s, we had just a wide open array of opportunities for kids in terms of we had wheelchairs, we had open school, we had graded school.
He believed in so much. Yep.
Yeah, and to this day, probably a couple years back, a couple of the guys in chairs came to the studio and we talked about it, did an interview with him about adaptive sports. So, yeah. So that was a great Shiva. And Susie Porosky is a dear friend and loves the station.
Yeah.
So, anyway,
that's
that was my
very kind.
My underrated.
Yeah. You know, it's a sad situation.
Terribly sad.
Right? That people leave us at some point. It's inevitable. But if you find a way to, even during this somber event, to bring some joy and some stories and some laughs and some emotions and some tears, it's great. That's very good.
I would just ask you quickly for listeners that maybe know or maybe you know, someone at the party at the Shiva told me what Shiva means.
As someone who has half my family raised Jewish, but
yeah.
I was not.
Okay.
I know, and we can look it up.
Yeah.
I've attended a few. We kind of threw a quasi one for my father because it was during COVID and we did it right after.
I think like it means healing, doesn't it, David?
Yeah. You know, we did this where you know, we only had, at the time, COVID, so we had a very small group. And then we did the formal one. I spoke, Bud spoke, Hunter spoke. And then I said, hey, one more thing. We're all going to share stories. And first started slow, but then it was great.
Yeah.
It was just great. And that's what you hope you get. All right, what do you have next?
I wrote the Olympics because they were in town and they were awesome. And I called them properly rated. But as we both said off the air, we hadn't really watched so much. Play-by-play, but I told you on Thursday last week I got my press pass, and I just sort of meandered down to the inside the arena, and it was all set up, and I just sat down, and the young athletes, women, were practicing,
yeah.
And I whispered to someone I was sitting next to, and I said, is that Simone Biles? She's like, yes. And so I was like 20 feet away, and I took some video.
That's awesome.
I felt like I was there.
Yeah.
I felt like I saw what I saw. They're so strong. So hats off. It was a great event here in Minneapolis, and thanks to all those who did it because it's great to have those mm-hmm. international things happening here or national.
Would you like to add something, Dave? Did you look up Shiva? Or
All I'm seeing is that Shiva is the Hebrew word for seven.
For what?
For seven, for the number seven. Oh. And it refers to the formalized seven-day period of mourning immediately following the deceased of family or friend.
Got it.
Okay.
Very good. You got one more,
Susie? No, I'm good.
You're good. That's fine.
Yeah, because you said you wanted me to be quick, and I don't want to overstep.
Normally we go longer, but we have a little more shortened period of time.
Okay.
David, would you like to go now or would you like to take a break? It's your choice.
Your choice.
It's your game.
Dealer's choice.
Maybe I start now. We take a little intermission if we need to.
So that's very good. In other words, you want to be in both segments.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't blame you. Microphone.
Yeah. And I'm going to start by patting myself on the back.
What?
I'm shocked.
I've mentioned this before. You've scoffed at it, but I'm sticking to my guns. Underrated is the vacation glue guy or gal. I am a tremendous glue guy on vacation.
Why?
A lunch pail vacation. The glue guy or gal.
Brings people together.
Is the person that takes care of all the things that nobody else really wants to do on vacation. They run the errands, do the grocery shopping if necessary. If there's a family gathering.
They get walked on.
They say,
they don't have much of a backbone.
I got the kids.
Yeah.
I'll manage. You're going up to the mountains? I'll drive it. Don't worry. I'll handle the switchbacks.
Okay.
I got that, babe. Come on.
Speaking of which, you guys, we're going on our annual trek to Park Rapids this Saturday.
I'm a big Park Rapids.
I know. And we're already in the weeds about who's making what. And good question for the listeners on cabin vacations with family. Should everybody be in charge of breakfast, lunch, and dinner themselves? Should there be a community breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Each family responsible. This year, it got thrown out that some people were mooching on other families for lunch. So now,
so they were not contributing in some way.
They were they were eating at other people's cabins, but they weren't contributing themselves to lunch. It's
yeah,
a quandary.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I think the key is you bring Dave Harrigan. Because Dave Harrigan
is the
great glue guy.
He's the glue guy.
Yes.
So about to offer up my response, but I'm the glue guy, so who am I to say? Go ahead, glue guy.
The glue guy is the one who is up every morning early before everyone else. You know what I'm doing? I'm making eggs.
Wow. So are you going to feed everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Not just your cabin?
At least the kids. Yeah, at least getting the kids and you know,
yourself.
Having some cold scrambled eggs ready for my wife.
And, that's
beautiful. Just throw them in the microwave.
Beautiful.
Can I also give you, outside of being walked on and they know he'll do it, he does these things because he gets to leave the family. Like, it's a way to, sure, we got to go to the store. I'll do it. I got to go ahead. I'll do it. It's to get a little bit of space when you've been stuck in the station wagon driving out to Montana.
You know,
there's
a
truth to that.
It's 100%.
Thank you.
That's 100% right.
Thank you.
I like to go get groceries for that reason at the cabin, just to get the hell away from everybody.
We made the list on the last hour driving into Billings, Montana. My wife and I made the list in the car. This is all the things we're going to get from the grocery
store. Was anybody driving, or are you just writing
notes? No, she was driving. I was writing. And
the girls are driving the vehicle.
The girls are in their back on their tablets. They're dead to the world.
Yeah.
And she says, all right, so do you want to go on the way in? I said, Whoa. First of all, we got a full car. We don't have enough room. Second of all, we all know the most efficient way to do this is for you people to go to the house and me to leave on my own and do this thing in an hour.
Glue guy really doesn't care that much for his family. I think that's what we've discovered.
He wants to get away from them.
Exactly.
Glue guy.
46 past 12. What do you could react to any of these points, including glue guy.
Best food at a shiva.
Best food at a shiva. How should the food breakdown work on a family trip or something else completely different? For overrated, underrated, properly rated, here on CCO. 3 o'clock is the deadline, Susan K. Best food is shiv, as always, tuna salad and chocolate bundt cake. Overrated is today's cable TV, nothing, including Twins games, not on cable TV. Every good show is streaming on other platforms, and just cancel my cable over the weekend. More text. We go on a family vacation. Each sibling takes a day, and they are responsible for the entire day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Wow.
All right.
Okay.
Grab some smoked fish in Motley on the way to Park Rapids.
I know just where that is.
Congratulations on your retirement.
What?
Ms. Jones, that's not the news we're talking about.
Good
She's not
guess.
Gonna, she's going to bleed this place dry. Are you kidding me?
I'm going to ride this gravy train into the ground.
All right, David, what do you have next?
I'll go quick with two more real quick ones. Drive through the Beartooth Mountains on Thursday. It was about 7 hours. I can't stand long drives. They drive me nuts, but it was a delight. With wife, sister-in-law, and our girls, and having the girls be excited and into it for all 7 hours. Not complaining.
All 7 hours they stayed?
Not complaining too much. We did plenty of, stops at sightseeing spots and let's get out here, take a picture. Oh, let's go see that. Let's look at that. It was actually an amazing day that I was completely not anticipating being amazing.
That's awesome.
That is great.
Yes. Yeah. Very happy about that. Overrated Richard Nixon. Come on. You gave up on Watergate, we've learned today. I think
quitter.
You gave up a little too quick.
Hey, quit.
Quitter.
Quitter. So I have my friend Jeff. I don't know if Jeff wants his last name out there. Jeff is a great friend of mine, a great human being. And we've taken golf trips. And Jeff is one who believes if you have to stop, you don't stop at a gas station like most humans, I thought. Mm-mm. You stop at a rest stop.
Here, here.
You stop at a rest stop. Well, glue guy, first of all, sounds like you're a rest stop guy.
It's more efficient.
Okay. Susie.
Yes.
Where are you stopping? You have to go to the bathroom. Because some rest stops apparently have food and treats.
Vending machines,
you know?
Yeah.
So let's say you want a little treat and you got to pee. Where are you going? Gas station or rest stop?
I'm going to the gas station.
I go to the gas station every time. So Jeff, Jim Pete, another friend of mine, Kevin, we had a wonderful day in Duluth yesterday. It was absolutely...
Oh, I love... Was it lovely up there?
It was phenomenal.
Good.
It was phenomenal. Jeff forces us, browbeats us to stop in Duluth as you're, you know, coming over the hill.
Mm-hmm.
You're on 35 coming over the hill.
My favorite.
It's as good a view as we have in the state. In fact, it's the best view we have in the state. When you're just approaching Duluth and Superior, you know what I'm talking about, Susan.
I do. It takes my breath away every time.
Well, we went to this rest stop, which overlooks Duluth. I believe it's the greatest rest stop on planet Earth. And this is from a guy who never stops at rest stops.
Okay.
I mean, you got the outside patio. You got pamphlets. You got the lady who works there. It was funny. Like, she was taking pictures of all of us. Then she took a picture of herself.
Oh.
Then she joked and said, anybody want breakfast? I go, sure. How about Eggs Benedict? She goes, right away. You know? No, she didn't. There was no Eggs Benedict. But it's a phenomenal rest stop.
It really is.
And what's happened to me?
Are you not going to be a rest stop
guy? You're on board?
No, that was a one-off.
No, they're all like that.
Oh, sure they are.
They are not.
No, they're not. So the rest stop as you're approaching Duluth, absolutely underrated in its spectacular nature. The Bear, I'm going to get you more with Adam Robert Carter tomorrow. Season one of The Bear was, at minimum, very good. Season two of The Bear was supremely brilliant. Season three is one who's five episodes in. You're on double secret probation, The Bear.
Uh-oh.
Because it is not close to season two. Now, there have been other shows, which I've thoroughly enjoyed, where they've had a season which was kind of a build-up.
Yeah.
Where it's setting up for other things. Maybe that's what's taking place with The Bear, because right now, The Bear, what are you doing to me?
Oh.
What are you doing to me?
Sorry. We should write someone.
Yeah.
Tell me you're not happy.
Carmy. Michael J. Fox joining Coldplay as they play. Is it Glastonbury?
Yes.
Did you see this? Did you guys see this?
I did not.
There's, I don't know, 40, 50, 60, 70,000.
Mm-hmm.
Coldplay, who I always think is fine, but then the people who love Coldplay, I think, would kill all of us.
They're wrong.
They're just fine,
They're fine.
They're fine. But Michael J. Fox, can you just look up again how much money he's raised for Parkinson's?
It's over $2 billion.
I thought it was right around $2 billion. Think about that.
I know.
Michael J. Fox in a wheelchair, mm-hmm. coming out, playing the guitar, a la Back to the Future.
As of last year, it was $2 billion.
Think about that. It was such a beautiful setting.
Mm.
And then I got one last one. I have more, but we're going to get out on time, shockingly. Turtle Bread. You familiar with Turtle Bread? Linden Hills?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Their soup.
Oh.
Phenomenal. That's what you saw. I had a little Turtle Bread chicken mushroom soup.
Smelled tremendous.
They might have the best soup on the planet. I love Turtle Bread soup. And by the way, the idea you can have chicken mushroom soup in the summer, or you can't have chili in the summer, get out of here. If it's good, Susie.
Absolutely.
It is good. Susan, thank you.
You're welcome. We'll talk soon.
She'll be up here with a news update soon. Linus Construction Time Check is 12:57. Time to invest in energy-efficient Infinity from Arva Windows and receive 75% off installation labor.